It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. Hello, this is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. In today's Life is Rich podcast, I'm going to share the secret of study and labor. I believe that everyone is waiting for something. Men and women are waiting for relationships, for children, for healing, for a home, for a job, or for a financial breakthrough. Stories of God's children waiting for these very same things are woven throughout the Bible. If you want to understand your own waiting in a way that preaches the gospel to yourself and to the watching world, then the Life is Rich podcast is for you. My personal mission is to live each day principle-centered based from biblical teachings and to be a person of value and positive influence. People who really want to be successful can use the principles I share in Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, to create success for themselves, no matter where they live, what their financial situation is at present, or what background they come from. The principles of success you will learn as a subscriber to the Life is Rich podcast apply to every person, every situation, and in all kinds of varied environments. I remember as a student at West Point, a historic institution founded in 1802, walking around the grounds and seeing these huge statues of famous people that were known players in the history of the United States. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, President Ulysses S. Grant, Robert E. Lee, President Jefferson Davis, General Douglas MacArthur, General George S. Patton, General Benjamin O. Davis, and countless other graduates have left their mark. In fact, one of our sayings is that much of the history we teach was made by the people we taught. Because I value how history has been used to give me a world-class education, I will be sharing a history of successful people. In a short time, it can be your history if you will just apply what you learn. After all, an idea is only an idea until it becomes your own. As you practice the ideas and methods you learn, you'll be charting your own course to success. If you're dedicated, it will quickly become a history of success. Your approach to studying God's Word and the principles of Life is Rich will make a great difference in the good it will do you. Just remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. If I involve you, you'll learn. There's an old Hindu proverb that says, a man can move a mountain if he has the patience to carry it away a little at a time. That's the method by which you can make these principles of success your own. Don't expect them to make you rich and or successful overnight. Seek your success gradually by developing sound principles of success one at a time as I present them. Shortly before his tragic death in 1804, an early American economist and acclaimed genius, Alexander Hamilton, gave the world his formula for success. He said, "People give me credit for great genius, but all the genius I have lies in this. When I have a subject in mind, I study it profoundly. Day and night, it is before me. I explore it in all bearings. My mind becomes immersed with it. The result is what some people call the fruits of genius, whereas it is in reality the fruits of study and labor." Just think about that. You can accomplish the same successful results using Hamilton's methods. How would you like to be a genius at real estate, or network marketing, or investments, or your health, or relationships, or business in general? Hamilton has given you the secret just like he gave it to me. You can depend on it. The formula will not fail you if you don't fail to use the formula. The Life is Rich podcast and the information that I share can be the cornerstone of your studies and labor. You can take the concepts I provide here and let them enrich your mind until you become genius in whatever area you choose. But these concepts are not just important in and of themselves. You will quickly find that they are even more important for what they stimulate in your mind. Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, "The best of a book is not in the thought it contains, but in the thoughts it suggests." Does that help you to better understand the lifetime value of my teaching you how to think versus what to think? As you listen to the Life is Rich podcast, keep a pen handy. Take notes of the ideas that come to your mind as you study. Write them in the margins of your Life is Rich How to Create Lasting Wealth study guide or in your dedicated notebook. To order your personal copy of the study guide or to give it as a gift, visit www.lifeisrichpodcast.com. These ideas will act as kindling for bigger and more important concepts later on. You'll be surprised how many of them lead you to anticipate future episodes of the Life is Rich podcast. They are ideas you've probably had in the past but did nothing about. Remember, a good idea is only valuable when the necessary action has been taken to put it into effect. Well, that concludes this episode of the Life is Rich podcast. Again, my name is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. Please make sure that you connect with me on Instagram at Ask Nate Scott or on Facebook at Ask Nate Scott or at YouTube at Ask Nate Scott. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Please subscribe. Please share. Please like. Please comment. That's the only way we're going to get this message out. And I do need your help in doing so. Until next time, this is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed. Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.